Proclamation number 6225 of 1st of April, 1955. God is in me. Loving activity. When eternal love itself draws close to you, there can no longer be a relapse into the abyss, for what it grasped it hold on to forever. Because love has found itself to love. Therefore you humans take care that you remember my affection, take care that you live in my will and thus shape yourselves into love, because then I can unite with you, because then I can grasp you and remain united with you for all eternity. You can truly feel grasped by me if you practice love, if you only ever do what is my will. For then you submit yourselves to my will and my love permeates you and impels you to ever new activity in love. As soon as you do good out of your innermost urge, I am already within you. For this inner urge proves me, it proves my spirit of love which now influences you, which guides you and impels you into ever new works of love. As soon as you carry out works of love, you are also connected with God. He is in you. But only if you are lovingly active. The saying, I have my God in me. Single quote is only justified if your heart is willing to love, for only there can I be present where love is, because I myself am love. And then you will also be able to judge if and when the human being only uses empty words. For my presence can never be spoken of where the heart is without love. Love and I are the same, but love is unselfish, it is always willing to sacrifice, to give, to alleviate hardship. It is only concerned about the welfare of its fellow human being. Love is divine, and it also makes the being a divine creature with which I myself can unite. Whereas my presence is impossible with a person who acts and thinks without love, who himself has left my flow of love due to his nature, who therefore has no other connection with eternal love than that the strength which animates him has flowed out of me, but which does not force him to enter into the connection with me in love. God can never be denied by a thinking human being. But the connection with God is to be made possible by the human being himself. He is to establish it through love. Only then can he justifiably say, God is in me. For then I have grasped him and will never let him go from me, then man has fulfilled the conditions that unites him with me. He has entered the law of eternal order, he has changed his nature into love, he has forced my presence upon himself, because I always have to be where love is, but can never be where love is absent. Love alone guarantees my presence. The spark of love glows in every person as my share, yet it is completely ineffective as long as it is not ignited, which the human being's own will has to do, but then he will remain eternally united with me. Amen.